Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Danny, I got your number. I need to make you mine.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 15 years. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, DylanSchneider.com. Is that right, Bob? Is it DylanSchneiderGroup.com?
No, it's DylanSchneider.com, John.
All right, so check that out, folks, and go on Amazon and read all of, well, go to the website, too, I'm sure, but go on Amazon and see all the books that Bob has written, so many of them, and we've launched all of them on the show here for the last 15 years. Bob, today is the day that the second day in America that we're living in for me. We were attacked on this day 14 years ago at this, you know, within the, over the next couple of hours. When you think about what has happened since then, what are your thoughts? Have we learned anything? Have we gained anything? Are we safer? Are we in more danger? Is the world better because of our response to what happened? What do you think?
We recognize the world is out there, and it's a scary place, and there are a lot of people that don't like us. We've also recognized there are many people who do like us. There are serious, civilized people in many parts of the world that like the United States, and we like them. Having said that, there are an awful lot of people that don't like the United States, don't like what we stand for, and are determined to bring us down.
Because we stand for tolerance. We stand for tolerance. We stand for liberty. We're tolerant of people. We're tolerant of diversity. We want women to have equal rights.
It's the four freedoms.
What part of, and you know, I can see how Islam. I have a lot of friends in Islam, as I'm sure you do, Bob, as well. And I understand that Islam is a more rigid religion. But what part of Islam, even if they do want to restrict certain rights, what part of Islam is okay with being cowards and hiding behind children and hurting innocent people? What part of Islam is that, Bob? Do you know?
I don't think it is part of Islam, actually. I think that that's an aberration that has been created by people who use Islam as an effort to achieve their own aims and goals.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, there are a lot of people in the world that don't have it as good as Americans, and they're trying to find a way to even up the score. That's really what's going on right now.
Is the world worse today, do you think, than it was 14 years ago in terms of the upheaval, the unrest? It just seems to me like after 14 years of war, things are worse than they were.
I think people are more alert to what's going on in different parts of the world. I think the internet and technology has brought us all much more closer together than we've ever been in the past, and I think those things have all combined to make a world more perilous and more dangerous for everybody out there.
Are you worried about the unrest that's happening? And I mean, when you think about ISIS forming a caliphate in northern Syria and Iraq, the weakness of Iraq, and now a nuclear deal with Iran. It just seems like we've got a mess over there right now, Bob. You're a global strategist for a lot of people. What do you think?
I think we should be desperately concerned, and I think the next president of the United States, I think the current president is very weak. I think the next president of the United States has got to be a leader. He's got to take this on. He's got to be able to look people right in the eye and say, we're going to stand for doing the right thing, whether you like it or not, and that's what's going to happen. And the question is, who is that person going to be?
Mm-hmm.
We've got an awful lot of choices right now.
Well, you know, Bob, I can see plenty of opportunity for people to look at what George Bush did and question his decisions. And I can question some of them, too. But he did making a decision trying to accomplish something. What I fault President Obama for is the mayhem that has resulted since his presidency has been because we've retreated, not because we took action. What do you think?
I think that President Bush tried to do the right thing. I think that the forces were aligned against him. I think, again, that, you know, it's history. Obama has not done very much at all. And I think the deal he's created with Iran puts the Israel in a very tough spot right now. But I think the next president of the United States, and I don't know who that's going to be, I've got my own views on that, but has got to be a leader. That's just critical to us.
Do you think that the Iranian nuclear deal is a bad deal?
It's a terrible deal because the history of the country, if you go back to the days of Jimmy Carter, has not been pro-United States. It's been negative United States. And I don't see that changing because of this deal.
Have you ever been in a negotiation where one side continued to give in to the other side while the other side was calling them names and telling them that they were going to violate the law or the deal at every chance they got? I've never seen a negotiation like that. Have you?
I think a lot of people laughing in Tehran right now. They got the deal they wanted, and that's not going to be good for us. It's going to be a terrible situation.
And if Iran's the worst, the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world, giving them more money can't be a good idea, can it?
Can't be. They're going to do it. They're going to have nuclear weapons. I think it's going to be a tremendous threat to everybody in the Middle East.
If you had to say we're closer or farther away from another attack like 14 years ago, what would you say, closer or farther away?
I think we should sit tight in our seats and just wait for the next shot. I think there have been many, many people who have tried to disrupt the United States over the past 10 years. We've caught most of them, but it's going to come again.
They only have to be right once, don't they? We have to be right 100% of the time.
Hold on
to that thought. Bob brought up the election. I'm going to get him to weigh in on what he thinks is coming up, because this next election is going to be important for our national security.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.